اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Brothers and sisters, we really welcome you all. Here we are with Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider, and Hassan Nasrullah, students of Sevier International School. So, brothers, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. So today, as you know, inshallah, we'll work on two verses, ayatain, from Surah Ali Imran, verses number 56 and 57, on page 57. So, are you ready?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, as you're listening, let's all together go and listen to the recitation of these two ayatain.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَأُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Alhamdulillah, I really liked the recitation. That was nice. Did you like it?
Yes.
Okay, let's we also do a very amazing, inshallah, recitation. We'll try our best. Okay, brothers and sisters, make sure, inshallah, you listen carefully and repeat after us. Let's go. Ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
فأما الذين كفروا فأعذبهم عذابا شديدا في الدنيا والآخرة.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَأُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ
فَأُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمَا لَهُم مِّن نَّاصِرِينَ.
فأعذبهم عذابا شديدا في الدنيا والآخرة وما لهم من ناصرين.
وأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيوفيهم أجورهم.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ
وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ.
وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. الله bless you إن شاء الله. Allah Almighty in these two verses compares two groups of people, okay? A group of people who are faithful, a group of people who are faithless. It's very clear that the faithless people, of course, they will go through a hard punishment, yes, which Allah Almighty clearly says, فَأُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. And also, and on the other side, the faithful people, فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ, Allah Almighty will pay their reward. Okay?
Inshallah.
We'll be loyal to this. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ, Allah Almighty does not like the... Wallah, sorry. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ, Allah Almighty does not like... does not love the... those who are being oppressive, okay? Cruel. And also he himself is not cruel. He's fair. He's just. He's kind. He, if he says something, of course he does that. So let's translate these two verses. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and as for those who are faithless, فَأُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, I will punish them with a severe punishment, فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, in this world and in the hereafter, right? And Allah Almighty says, وَمَا لَهُمْ مِن نَاصِرِينَ, and they will have no helpers. Now, the group of people who are faithful. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, but as for those who have faith, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do righteous deeds, فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ, look, he will pay, Allah Almighty will pay them in full their rewards. Okay? Not less, in full, fully, completely. Okay? Not even a single penny, he will not, okay, be oppressive to this. فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورًا وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ, and Allah does not like the wrongdoers, nor he himself is a wrongdoer. He's not oppressive, okay? He's just and fair. Okay. Guys, let's move on with the important tajweed rules, okay? And inshallah, I really recommend you, if you want to learn more about the explanation and details of these two verses, inshallah, refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, you will learn a lot. All right? هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, we'll move on to the tajweed rules. Inshallah, we'll mention the important ones. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَأُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. فَأَمَّا مِن مُشَدَّدْ. Right?
Yes.
The letter Hamza is very important. Don't pronounce it with a more throaty sound. Like, فَعَمَّا, no. عَمَّا means from what? أَمَّا. It has another meaning. فَأَمَّا, فَعَمَّا. Different. Right? فَأَمَّا. And if you join it to الَّذِينَ, الَّذِينَ starts with Hamzatul Wasl. So أَمَّا has Alif Mad. You skip Alif Mad. You skip Hamzatul Wasl, both of them. Yeah. فَأَمَّا. مَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَأُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَأُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا تَنْوِين شَدِيدًا تَنْوِين ends with تَنْوِين.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about these two تَنْوِين. عَذَابًا, the first تَنْوِين plus شين. شين is from the rest of the letters. إِخْفَى, hide the sound of تَنْوِين, but as if the listener understands the letter sheen comes, not any other letter of ikhfa. عذاباً, عذاباً شديداً في. It's clear ikhfa. شديداً, hide the sound. شديداً. So, Ali Nasir, read both of them. عذاباً شديداً.
عذاب شديد.
أحسن. Hide the sound. ف في الدنيا في الدنيا في الدنيا. Skip ya and also skip hamzat al-wasl and lam. في الدنيا join fa to dal. في الدنيا. Now دنيا نون ساكن plus ya.
Nothing.
It's an exceptional
case.
Yeah. في الدنيا you cannot merge. Can I do the idgham? في الدنيا. قنوان صنوان بنيان دنيا. These are the words which are exceptional cases. Yes.
Yes.
والآخرة وما لهم لهم ميم ساكن plus ميم
إدغام
إدغام إدغام مثلين أو إدغام متماثلين.
Yeah.
وما لهم من نون ساكن plus نون again إدغام متماثلين. وما لهم من ناصرين. In both of them you have to produce a nasal sound. غنة. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Right?
Yes.
لُو has a wow, but you skip wow. You join lam directly to صاد. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ has a heavy sound. صَالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ فيهم فيوفيهم أجورهم أجورهم. Right?
Yes.
والله here أجورهم on the top it has a قلة, the sign قلة. Right? قلة tells us Hassan he's
better to continue. No, better to stop.
Better to stop. And you can stop, right?
Yes.
It's better to stop. قلة. والله the word the letter lam and the word Allah must be pronounced with a heavy sound. Am I right?
Yes.
So, Hussein, pronounce it. Wallahu.
Wallahu.
Great. The same as Hussein. Everybody. Wallahu.
Wallahu.
Hassan. La yuhibbu al-zalimin. Right? يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah has a heavy sound. Good job. So, that's all. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Also, you can stretch the sound at the end when you stop. The مَدُّ التَّبِعِي ظَالِمِينَ E changes to مَدُّ الْعَرَضِ لِسُكُن, more stretched sound. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Right?
Yes.
So, that's all. Brothers and sisters, we mentioned the important tajweed rules. Inshallah, we hope you have learned something. We hope you have taken notes. And please, time and again, listen to the audio. Practice reciting with tajweed rules. And once again, if you need to learn more about the tafsir, please refer to the tafsir books, inshallah. We don't have much time to explain, so it's better to continue and go through the tafsir books, inshallah. So, Ali Nasir, Fawad, Hassan, and Hussein, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate your efforts. If you have any questions, anything to say? For what?
Sir, the verse where it says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ
الظَّالِمِينَ.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we should pronounce the la in there. Two counts or one count? Because it was confusing if we pronounce it for two counts.
Yeah, yeah.
It becomes a voice or no.
Yeah, yeah. He's right. He's saying that if you pronounce Wallahu la yuhibbu al-zalimin, you have to pronounce it this way. La with two counts. Alif mad. Do not skip alif mad. Be sure, okay? If you say la yuhibbu al-zalimin, it changes the meaning. If you say Wallahu la yuhibbu al-zalimin, it means Allah Almighty for sure loves the wrongdoers, which is incorrect belief. Right? Wrong belief. So you have to be careful to pronounce the mad. Okay. Sometimes we make mistake. Wallahu la yuhibbu. We want to finish the ayah soon, okay? Faster. We skip mad. It's wrong, okay? Wrong belief. Make sure. Thank you, Fawad. So we have to pronounce it with alif mad, yeah? La yuhibbu al-zalimin. So that's all. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with IRB English Radio. We really recommend you our Quranic sessions, inshallah, if you want to learn Quran, especially in the holy month of Ramadan. So stay with us, inshallah. And in the coming sessions tomorrow, at the same time, we'll be here at your service every day. So, thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. But don't forget us to include us in your du'as, especially the du'a for Imam Zaman alayhi salam, Imam Asr, ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. May Allah Almighty bless you all. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان